Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from Romans chapter 8. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So far the reading of the text. Dearly beloved in our risen Christ, the only Savior of the world. Alleluia! Christ is risen. There is nothing worse than separation. Separation means loss, and that things are not as they are supposed to be. God has created us to be together, not apart. After God created Adam, He said, "It is not good that the man should be alone." So Eve was created from Adam shortly thereafter. They were quite literally made for each other. But that making, that orientation toward the other, is not simply about marriage, husbands and wives, and families and such. It goes far beyond that. We are created to be in communion with one another and ultimately with God Himself. But sin separates. It divides. It twists us and turns us inward so that we do not look out for one another, but for ourselves. That fundamental selfishness, that me-ness, means that you have been torn away from the very life that God made you to have. God created you for a life in Him and with one another. Sin, death, and hell have all tried their best to tear that away from you. But not anymore. God has sought you out, brought you back, and made you His own once again. We hear in the book of Jeremiah, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you." God's faithfulness to you in life continues past death itself to a new life in His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is triumphant from the grave. He is risen from the dead. And even now, He pleads before His Heavenly Father on your behalf. So make no mistake, beloved, Jesus Christ, both God and Lord, has triumphed over all the forces arrayed against Him in this sinful, broken world. And His foes are your foes. Now that He's won the victory for us, He gives us the spoils of His victory. He gives us the feast of victory because Jesus' triumph is our triumph. He gives us life because Jesus' resurrection is our resurrection. His resurrection from the dead means that we will never be forsaken or separated from Him ever again. This love reaches you beyond the grave for all eternity. This love is the very nature and character of God. We do not understand it at all. All we can do is rejoice in it and know that the God of our salvation has given His all to us because Jesus died and rose again for us out of love. As we pray in our series hymn today, all glory to our Lord and God for love so deep, so high, so broad, the Trinity whom we adore forever and forevermore. Who could imagine that His love for us would be so deep, so high, so broad, that it encompasses the whole world? Who could believe that this love is for us? This is the miracle of miracles. We are loved by God because of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. It is no side thought. There is no yes but. God's deep, high, broad love is for you. So what does that change for you? What's different on this Easter side of the grave? What's different now that we live in the glow of the resurrection? The difference is that when you love, your love does not simply come from you. Your love, your service to those around you, is shaped in you by the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, when you give and sacrifice and love and suffer, you can do so in freedom because Christ has freed you from the suffering of eternal death. Now that Christ is risen from the dead, for us, we can live with eternity on the horizon. And yet, that eternity is really here and now. Indeed, you are here together with the whole church in heaven and on earth. That means the saints and angels, prophets and priests, Mary, Anna, the apostles, and all the Christians of old are gathered here today with you. They're all with us here at this altar. For where Jesus is, His bride, the church, is there. And His bride, the church, is always whole and always complete. We are not separated by sin, Satan, or death. So come to the altar of God, to the altar where Christ, who was sacrificed for us, gives you Himself for the forgiveness of sins, for life and salvation. Come and rejoice with all the heavenly host. Sing and rejoice, for your King has come. He has come for us. Now we celebrate the Feast of Victory, which has no end. Take of His body and blood and be united with Him forever. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.